some of the bananas in a grocery store here in Washington carried advertising recently. The bananas had stickers promoting a movie. If those stickers would prompt you to buy different bananas and see a different movie, you're not alone. A marketing firm says Americans are becoming more hostile to ads. Marketers are getting less response from people who avoid the messages using TiVo, the Do Not Call list, and other means. J. Walker Smith of Yankelevich Partners presented his findings at a conference last spring. He spoke after horse jockeys won the right to wear ads, and baseball nearly put advertising on its bases.
It's in all kinds of places. For example, Sony Ericsson introduced a cell phone a few years ago with something they call dogvertising, which entailed putting a billboard on the sides of dogs and walking the dogs around parks and city streets so people could see the ads. And when we looked at this in some detail, we found that the amount of consumer resistance and the depth of consumer resistance to marketing and to marketing saturation in particular is extremely high.
Well, now, I think that in the past, at least, an advertiser could assume that maybe people are complaining about the ad, but they're still remembering the product and still buying the product, so why should a marketer care?
Well, I think there has been a number of assumptions that we now see no longer hold true in the contemporary marketplace. We found in our research 69% of consumers say that they're very interested in products that help them skip out of advertising or block various kinds of marketing from reaching them. This is the overwhelming majority of people in the American consumer marketplace who are looking for ways to resist marketing nowadays.
Is there a cause and effect here in that people are hitting that channel zapper, they're avoiding commercials on TV, and so advertisers have to go to new and novel places to find them?
Well, that is the problem, and that does create sort of a knee-jerk response on the part of marketers to engage in more marketing saturation. And in fact, what that tends to do is just exacerbate the problem.
When you presented your findings at this conference of advertisers, I wonder if there was anybody there representing Procter & Gamble, which makes many products, among them Pringles potato chips.
Well, yes, certainly Procter was represented there, as were a number of their agencies.
I'm not sure, though, that they were listening, because not too long afterward they announced plans to begin putting messages on Pringles potato chips this summer.
Well, what they've announced are plans to put trivia questions on Pringles to try and increase consumer interest in the brand. They haven't actually taken the step beyond that, which is to use that technology that they have to put food coloring on individual potato chips to do marketing.
Okay, I know they say the potato chips are not advertising yet because they're trivia questions and not ad for Coca-Cola or something like that.
Right.
But as I understand it, these are trivia questions provided by the makers of the game Trivial Pursuit. It is a cross-promotion.
Right. Well, certainly they're using that tie-in. I would say in Procter's defense that just a year ago, their global marketing chief, Jim Stengel, actually said that a new marketing model is required.
J. Walker Smith of Yankelevich Partners, thanks very much.
Thank you.